Welcome to Novelist Spotlight, the podcast where published fiction writers are interviewed to gather their insights and writing lessons so we can use them to make ourselves better and more effective writers. There are just three things I ask of you, if appropriate to you and your experience. Please subscribe, please click on the like button, and please share this program link with any family members, friends, or colleagues who might be interested or benefit from the content. Now, on with our program. In the spotlight is Mick Jagger. No, he's not here with me, but I'm going to harken back to an interview I heard with Mick Jagger years ago, decades ago, in fact. He was being interviewed about the album Some Girls. Now, that came out in 1978. That was the year I graduated high school. So you can imagine, as far as a timestamp, when you think about music, music is a timestamp. The stuff that you listen to as a teenager, the stuff that you listen to in college, that stuff stays with you your entire life. So Some Girls comes out when I'm graduating high school, my year of graduation. I go off to Arizona State University. We listened to the heck out of Some Girls, my friends and I. It was such a big album at the time. Best album that the Rolling Stones had come out with in years. And obviously a really important one to me because of that timestamp I'm talking about. Now, I know there's the whole argument, Exile on Main Street or Let It Bleed or Sticky Fingers or what have you. As the Stones' greatest, I'm not even going to make an argument about that, only to say that Some Girls was the most special Stones album for me because of when it came out and when it was being played. And of course, I went out and bought a copy. So during this interview, Mick Jagger had said, you know, all of those songs on the album, when we were initially recording them, ran about 11 to 13 minutes each. And then we started, and these are my words, not his words, we started editing them down. And just to give you an idea, he said 11 to 13 minutes, but if you look at Some Girls, the longest track on that album isn't even 5 minutes. Miss You is 4 minutes and 49 seconds. And then the song Lies, no, Respectable is the shortest one, only 3 minutes and 8 seconds. So think about that, taking the songs down in length and content by a factor of, you know, threefold or fourfold. Then he also had said that, you know, when you do that, you wonder, did we really leave the best stuff in or did we take the best stuff out? And that's exactly what writers go through. So, I mean, there's a couple lessons, well, one lesson in particular that's there, and that is that the Rolling Stones obviously overwrote all of those songs, or at least they wanted to make songs that were suitable for airplay. They didn't stretch out and do a 10 or 15 minute composition on that album. So let's just say they overwrote all of those. The lesson being that, but what it appears that the Rolling Stones did is they gave themselves the freedom to overproduce, to overwrite, then to go back and go through what I like to call the distillation process, where you really kind of boil things down. You start to strip out the stuff that doesn't really resonate. You keep only the best of what you've got there, and you boil that down or distill it down to those few minutes. That's exactly what writers should be doing when we're writing fiction, and exactly what so often doesn't really happen. Number one, we need to give ourselves the freedom to overwrite. We need to be able to just let out everything that's in us for that particular scene, for that particular chapter or book, with the understanding that when we go to the final cut, we have to start stripping away the stuff that slows the copy or doesn't really speak to the reader or the listener. And like what Mick Jagger was saying, of course, we always think afterward that maybe I shouldn't have taken that out. Maybe I should have kept it in. And maybe some of the stuff I kept in should have been taken out. You're always going to second guess that stuff. But I've said it before, and it bears repeating. I have to repeat it to myself all the time. And that is that we need to produce far more content than we end up including in our writing. Because it's only if we allow ourselves to do a real download of our storytelling that we get the best stuff out of ourselves. We can't do that just in drips and drabs. That is something that writing instructor Julia Cameron calls laying track is just produce, copy, then sift and find the gold nuggets within that. Now, I don't know whether you're a Rolling Stones fan or not, but I'd say that the Stones did that to great effect on some girls. And what I would challenge you to do, because I'm in the middle of doing that right now with what I'm working on, is to be able to go back to that chapter or that vignette and start to erase all the stuff that doesn't really sing, doesn't really resonate. Be subtractive. You know, there are sculptors who are additive sculptors. They add more clay to produce their piece of work, or there's those that are subtractive where they pull away, they carve away or chip away the from the clay or the stone. And we want to be additive to start. We want to produce that, but then start to be subtractive. And as we subtract, something reveals itself. These new images, these new emotions, this new pacing, all of that starts to come into relief when we start to subtract. I've certainly had the experience many times where I had a chapter or a scene that I thought was really droll. And as I started stripping away everything that made it droll, I got excited about the result because what was left sparkled, at least in my eyes. You know, ultimately, our readers are judges. The other lesson inherent in this whole thing is extrapolation, is to be able to look at other people, other artists, and even non-artists, look at what they do, look at the process, look at the thinking, listen to what they have to say, and then ask ourselves, how does that apply to what I do with writing? That is the process of extrapolation. You find something that somebody else is doing. It might be a manufacturing process, for crying out loud. But we see how we can apply that to our writing. So it doesn't matter that Mick Jagger's never written a book in his life that I know of. What does matter is that he writes, and he edits, and he performs, and he has an audience, and he has to appeal to that audience. So the things that he and his bandmates have done, and not just the Stones or Mick Jagger. I'm talking about any number of musical acts. When we look at the things that they've done that worked for them, we can make it work for us some of the time. We only extrapolate what makes sense. We only extrapolate what's usable. So look at the world through those different eyes if you can. Look at every opportunity there is out there to take a lesson from. We can't be good writers if we're not good observers. So I'm going to assume that all of you who are writers, or for that matter, readers, you're very strong on observation because we try to understand the world, we try to understand people, we try to understand motivations, and we extract that. We extract the best or most poignant of what we see and hear. So I would imagine extrapolation would come naturally to you. I hope so anyway, and I hope you see the wisdom in what Mick Jagger had to say and why I wanted to point this out. This is Mike Consul for Novelist Spotlight. That's all for this episode. Ciao for now.